how do you call a chicken from the season?
Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, 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 okay.
I don't
know. You try to imitate the chickens around here? If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to do what to the horses? You're getting ready to go somewhere. Okay. You wouldn't say harness.
No.
Okay. When you're driving a horse, what are you holding in your hand? Your riding horse.
The
Suppose you're riding a horse, what are you guiding with? You guiding with the thing holding the horse? Okay. What do you put your feet in when you're riding a horse? You have two horses, the horse on the, and this has to do with setting up the horses on, you have two horses, two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow, which is what you're bound? Yeah. Something that's not near at hand, you say it's just a little... Okay. Would you say it's a far piece?
No.
If you've been traveling and haven't finished your journey, you might say you have had a before dark. Let's say you've got a long way to go. And you try to say you still have a long way to go. What would you say? I have
a long way to go yet. A long way to go.
Would you ever say for a piece too? Or would you always say a long way?
No.
If something's very common, you're going to have to look for it in a special place. You'd say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. If he slipped on the ice and fell this way, he fell
backwards.
If he fell this way.
Backwards.
Forward. If I asked you went fishing, you didn't catch any fish. I said, did you catch anything? What would you say?
No.
And what would you say then if you didn't catch him?
I didn't catch anything.
Okay. A schoolboy might say to a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Okay. Someone apologizes for breaking your leg and you say, that's alright, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me.
Emmy.
Okay. Now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. That's a pretty good compliment. What do you call a trenches cut by a plow in the field? Okay, let's say in the field, did you have a name for those in the field?
No.
With those furrows?
No.
Okay, if you had a good yield, you'd say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush, and trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
Cleared some land.
If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to log them, you'd say we did. You have a...
Cut them down.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass, what do you call the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring? Okay. The wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
Okay. The bundles of sheaves are piled up into a
bundle.
Okay. If you were talking about the amount of wheat that you raise per acre, you'd say, we raise 40 per acre.
I don't know.
Okay, let's say you were using the bushel. You said, we raise 40
per acre.
Okay. What does that to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know.
I don't either. If you and another man have got a job to do, and you told him about it, you'd say, you
and I